Welcome to the Made Up Savannah podcast. I'm your host, Dee Daniels. Made Up Savannah is a creative production of Corcoran Austin Hill Realty, serving Savannah since 1978. And the Made Up Savannah podcast is brought to you by Savoy Society, colleagues and lovers, and the Savannah Cabaret. Who's looking for a fun night out? I'm always raising my hand for that. It's about that time of year when we'll have some family coming into town, and of course, you want to entertain them with something new and totally fun. Well, we have just the thing. Savannah's best live music and theater experience, it's Savannah Cabaret. And you're in luck. Tickets are now on sale for the production of Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein at savannahcabaret.com. Tickets are on sale, savannahcabaret.com. This production is going to be everything. But you need to reserve your tickets because they will sell fast. I promise you that. The show runs April 18th through May 5th. Go ahead and get your tickets now before they sell out. Based on the classic 1974 movie, it's the hilarious show that tells the story of Dr. Frankenstein's grandson, Frederick, who is struggling to create his own legacy separate from his family's name. It's going to be a monstrous good time on Jefferson Street in historic Savannah. A fabulous cast and a laugh-out-loud great time, but only if you have tickets. SavannahCabaret.com. And later this year, we've got time-traveling drag queens in the 1960s, maybe a little case of the cabaret killer. Doesn't that sound fun? Go get your tickets at SavannahCabaret.com. That's SavannahCabaret.com. Welcome to the Made Up Savannah podcast. I'm Dee Daniels. I am so excited to bring on my next guest. We are calling this episode a local business spotlight. You know, there are so many businesses here in Savannah and the areas surrounding Savannah, and they all have great stories. There is always a story behind a great business owner, and I'm going to introduce you to one of those great stories right now. Danielle White is one of the founders and creators behind Love and Moxie, and we're going to talk about Love and Moxie and all about Danielle's story. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
I can't wait for you to tell your story because there are so many great stories I feel like here in Savannah about that all start with like how people got here.
Yeah. You know,
not a lot of people are from Savannah originally, and we meet so many people that have their Savannah story about how they got here, and you've got a great story about how you got here. When did that start for you?
We moved in 2016 from New York City, and then we've been here ever since. You want to know kind of how that happened?
I would love to know how that happened. And I'm guessing it has something to do with your fabulous mom, Renee.
It does. So I'll back up just a little bit. So my mom has early stage Alzheimer's. She was diagnosed in 2013. And, you know, the doctor said you have to do some lifestyle changes and whatnot. And at the time I was living in Virginia, I was with the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, so NCIS. I was a special agent. And
so it's not just on TV. Okay.
All no. Right. And it's exactly like it. We actually, it was so funny, in one of my offices, we had the mugs with a picture of Mark Harmon on it.
Oh, yes.
And it was like NCIS, exactly like the TV show, but it's not. So I was traveling a lot, and my mom, I grew up in San Francisco, and that's where my mom lived. And, you know, I kept calling and, you know, kind of like, hey, Ma, how you doing? Did you walk around the block? And she was like, I have to go now, and hang up the phone. I'm like, oh, my God, you have nowhere to go. What are you talking about? So it was really difficult to kind of make sure she was doing what she needed to do. Right. And like our upstairs neighbor, who we had a great community there, the upstairs neighbor, he's a cop and he was like born in our building. San Francisco, we all rent and live in apartments. But and so he was like, yeah, your mom's been like in her pajamas for like days. And I'm like, OK. So at one point we love doing road trips. So she came out to see me in Virginia and I was like, OK, we were so excited about this road trip. And she came. And a little off, I was like, what's going on? And she was like, she at one point thought I was 24 and she was 46, which is truly not what it was. And she had brought the wrong medications and all this. And I was like, oh, geez, this is crazy. And anyways, got it all sorted out and ended up actually taking her to a doctor because she was like out of sorts, and we weren't cleared to leave. And then she was hydrated. We were fine to go. But make a very long story short, we basically went on the road trip and I packed her up and she came to live with me. So we were together starting in 2013. We were roommates in Virginia, and then I got transferred to New York City. So I was our representative, our NCIS rep to the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force.
In New York?
In New York.
Wow. So what a place to do that, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was great. I lived in New York. I moved to New York when I was 19. That's a whole nother story, on my own. And I was there for, you know, the World Trade Center, 9/11 and all of that, joined NCIS, and had always wanted, we have one position, and it originated, and the same guy had been on it the whole time. So I basically had to wait for him to retire. I got that position, very, very happy. We moved, everything was great. My mom settled in. We worked with Caring Kind, which was the New York City chapter, Alzheimer's chapter. And then they broke off and their own, and they're our donation partner. I'm sure we'll get to that. But anyway, so she was doing great, but it was such long hours. And I just wasn't as patient with her. She was doing well, but you know, and then I was super, super anxious because with the Alzheimer's, you never know when they might go downhill.
Absolutely.
So I had that urgency of like, okay, I really don't have time. And so I just decided, I was also having some physical issues and whatnot, and basically just said, we need to move. We need to do something different. I took out some of my retirement money and we basically moved to Savannah. I had told my mom, I said, okay, I haven't been to Savannah. And like our training center's in Glencoe, Georgia, which is like, what, hour away from here. So I had been, but I hadn't been since, oh God, early mid 2000s. So I said, okay, let's take a trip down, make sure you like it. Make sure Savannah is still cool, but not, you know, the back in the day, Savannah downtown was a little scary and run down. So it was like, let's make sure. So we came, we checked it out one holiday season. That was like in December. And then that July, we moved.
Wow.
Yeah. And we started Love and Moxie.
So. Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, you know, so many people have been touched by Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. you know, and you really, you meet people every day and somewhere, somehow there's somebody that has been touched, you know, by it. And it really does change your life. You know, a diagnosis like that, it changes your life. It changes your value system a little bit. It changes your priorities. It, you know, it really moves the needle in a way. And obviously when it's your mom, I mean, that makes it a whole different ball game as well. You know, I mean, and for you to be able to step up and really be beside her through that, I'm sure that's been quite a journey.
Yes. Yes. It's been great, but she is definitely my muse for Love and Moxie. And she's had a great attitude. I mean, at first, of course, she was scared, and the diagnosis for both of us was like, oh gosh, what does that mean? And you know, we learned all about it, but to her, my mom was an RN by trade. She was working at, in Dermpath, pathology, like cutting specimens before she retired. And, you know, she said like getting the diagnosis, like really brought clarity. Like she realized, okay, that kind of makes sense. Like I had picked up, she was going to her doctor's on the wrong day and things like that. And so I think, you know, maybe she felt she was off, but getting the diagnosis kind of cemented it. And then it's like, okay, well, now what?
You know? It kind of told her, hey, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I can see that totally. I mean, there's not a question mark, you know, of like
what's happening,
exactly.
What's going on. Yeah,
exactly. So if you don't know, Love and Moxie, the description of Love and Moxie is a handcrafted accessory company.
Yes.
I mean, the things that you produce, I don't understand how they come out of your brain. So I need you to explain this to me. Everything is so, it's practical. It's fashionable. It's like vibrant. There are so many things. So kind of give everybody a glimpse, a picture of your products and like how you come about these ideas.
Yay. Well, thank you for that description. That's perfect. That's what we were hoping. So when we started Love and Moxie, we knew we wanted to make things and definitely things that are useful and helpful and kind of a little bit of organization. I find people with Alzheimer's, the routine or to know where your things are, you know, is very helpful. So we're a handbag company for the most part, with some accessories, but we didn't really start like that. We started with trays and things like that. And then, I made my first bag. And the funny thing is I am not a sewer by trade or a seamstress or a designer at all. I went to school for criminal justice.
I was going
to
say, you're NCIS, for goodness
yeah,
sakes.
Yeah, I studied serial killers.
This is so a jump, I feel
it's
like.
Such a jump. But I was a kid in the 80s. So my grandmother had a sewing machine and I needed pegged pants.
Yeah.
And where there's a will, there's a way.
That's right.
First time I pegged them, of course, I could not get my foot in them. And so you learn. So that's kind of Love and Moxie. I learn as I go. But the funny thing is, so we're mostly all upcycled. So I love to thrift. So I find vintage pieces and thrifted pieces and then turn them into handbags, AirPod cases, things like that. But our first collection of kind of using upcycled came from, I was working with Karen Kine, like I said, was the New York City's Alzheimer's chapter. They've broken off. Now they're Karen Kind all on their own. And I was working with them and I wanted to do, because one of the big things behind Love and Moxie is to bring awareness.
Sure.
To Alzheimer's. And we also donate, you know, a portion of every sale is donated. And then my mom's big on the market scene. So to show that even though you're diagnosed, especially in early stage, there's so much more life to live. So I was doing a collection. I was like, I want to do something. And I was thinking, first of all, I don't know if people aren't aware, but if anybody knows anyone with Alzheimer's, sort of like maybe even in late stages, they move their hands a lot. And even for Alzheimer's people, they have like games or soft plush things with different textures and things for them to touch. And so I really got to thinking, yeah, so much memory is held in clothing items and things. Like, you know, you can remember like maybe your dad's favorite tie or your mom always wore that, you know, house coat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. So we did our first collection with them. It was called The Ties That Bind. It was all made out of ties. And then from there, I just thought, well, A, that's cool, but B, it's so sustainable and you're using all these things and saving them for the landfill, from the landfill. So it's kind of like a twofer, if
that's
you will.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, so basically we make, like handcrafted bags and things all from, upcycled materials, and a lot of folks, bring us their cherished items, which is really cool. I mean, I think that's my absolute favorite part is it's like, I had a lady, her father had passed and she brought me this huge bag of, suspenders. And I was like, okay, let's figure this out. And so we weaved them together and made this amazing bag. And I think it just really has so much meaning for people. And you know, it's that cherished item that sits in the closet.
Absolutely.
That you just can't get rid of.
Yeah.
And then look, now you can use it every day.
Right.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And have those memories. Yeah.
I'm sure that feels so good, not only for you because you're making that and you have a part of it, but I mean, then you get to watch what that means to someone, you know, to be able to give them a new item from something that's cherished, possibly from a loved one that they've lost.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
that's
for
amazing.
Sure. I mean, the whole Alzheimer's thing, like you said, everybody or a lot of people are touched in some way or another. Either they're a caregiver, they have it, they know somebody. And it's so sweet. Like we go to markets and things and people will because we, you know, we have a sign, we, you know, donate to Alzheimer's charities and people just really gravitate towards that. People like, can I hug you? And they tell us their stories. Aww. And yeah, it's very special.
I love that. This season, we're so proud to partner up with a trendsetter and a trend breaker in Savannah's historic district, the incomparable bar and restaurant that hits all the marks and sits right at 102 East Liberty Street. I'm talking about Savoy Society. You know, we fell in love with this downtown hotspot well before we even moved here, and it's captured our hearts even more as locals. Now, it's my favorite spot to grab a lemon drop martini. Mm-hmm. Hands down, best place to get a lemon drop martini. And I even like to try something new on occasion, like a sourdough flatbread, a slider, maybe even a new cocktail if I'm living dangerously. But don't even get me started on Me Gusta Mondays and the hot honey margarita, because once I tried that, Savoy Society, seriously, you had me at vinyl and wicker. The long bar, the cozy sofas, oh, and the pickled deviled eggs, and the mini hot dogs with the tots. It's a whole vibe. If you Google it, you'll see the popular opinion is the bartenders are just lovely. That's an understatement. They're really genuinely amazing. Stop by Savoy and tell them you heard about them on the Made of Savannah podcast. Savoy Society Sav, S-A-V, if you're looking for them on Instagram. Also, SavoySociety.com. Check out the full menu. Now, yeah. Your mom has had a big part in Love and Moxie. I mean,
yes.
You know, obviously for you to call her your muse, but at the same time, she's had a big part in the business and she actually works on things. And
she does.
That's amazing.
So she, especially with sewing, if anyone and then knows, there's always all these threads. And so it's great, especially if I have a lot of items, we'll all sew them. Hand them to her. She cuts my threads and I'm on to the next step. So that helps. We also work a lot with acrylic for our bag charms and things like that. She takes up all the paper and stuff like that. And she's my proofreader. I'm always like, could you please read this for me? Make sure I didn't spell something wrong or it sounds silly. So she does that too.
She's very active. And
she's super active. When I tell people about my mom and what she does, they're like, oh my God, she's got more. She does more things than I do.
Right.
She definitely does more things than I do. I call it driving Miss Daisy because she can't drive. She's not allowed to drive.
Right.
So either I drive her or we're close enough to one of the centers where she walks. But she, and I'm going to step back for a minute. It's the Alzheimer's, of course, has some definitely bad things, but there's also some good things. So people will say the darndest things because they've lost that filter.
Oh, yeah.
But it also means you don't have, like, for creativity and things, which holds us, a lot of us, back, she doesn't have that filter. I mean, her first words are always no, but then she thinks, and she's like, okay. So she has tried so many things. So she has line dancing twice a week.
Wow.
She does through Candler Senior Center, where she also takes painting class. And she's actually quite good. She loves that. And then the Learning Center, which is part of Senior Citizens Inc., it's called like college without the tests. Mm-hmm. So they have all these various lectures and things like that on all sorts of subjects. What she always does, usually the art ones or the music. She had a class on Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
Yeah. No, they have. It's just for folks, I think, 55 and older.
I love that.
And, you know, she says, I don't always remember everything.
Of course.
But, you know, I'm like, but did you have fun while you were there? And she's like, yeah. So, but I highly, if, you know, if anybody gets a chance, check out their roster of classes because they're amazing. She had one where it was all about Savannah architecture 1 week. And then the next week they actually visited places of that architect. Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. It's a great center.
That's great. Can she bring a friend?
Yes. I think they do let you audit a class.
Okay, good.
And the best part, I mean, COVID had some bad things, but the best part is they ended up going virtual. So now if, like, let's say she misses a class, a lot of them are recorded now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she could do it that way too.
That's great. Yeah. That's so good too, because I feel like when you're out in the community as a business owner and you're at so many markets, you were just at the Christmas market.
Yes.
Over the holidays on River Street. That was pretty awesome. But I mean, you get the opportunity to tell people, I think, about not only your story and your mom and all of that, but when they see that you're giving back, you know, if someone makes a purchase with you, a portion of that is going and they're able to help support the cause and the research and the care behind Alzheimer's. And so many of these things, even right here in our community, people wouldn't know about,
right?
You know, unless they were, you know, able to sit and talk to you for a second, you know, and know a little bit behind what you're doing and why you're doing it. That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's a good part of it too. So we do donate a portion of every sale, $1 of each sale. One goes to the Learning Center, to Senior Citizens Inc. And besides the Learning Center, they do all sorts of things for seniors. They have the senior Meals on Wheels. They do have an adult like daycare facility, which is amazing. And then the other care partner we have, like I said, is Caring Kind, and they fund a lot of research, but they have programs for caregivers, and also they have their early stage center, which is what my mom went to. And once again, because of COVID, they did go virtual. So the best part about that is now people anywhere can take their classes also. So we initially partnered with Caring Kind, but then I wanted a local partner. And that's how we ended up with the Learning Center, because my mom goes there and
it's
amazing. But now even locals here could take advantage of programs and things for Caring Kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's so good. I love that. I want to talk a little bit more about your products. Everyone that's getting to know you for the first time is listening and saying, but where can I go get her stuff? Like, can I walk into a store and get it? Where do I get these things?
So we're available online. So that's Love and Moxie, L-O-V-E-N, because you can't do an ampersand.
Right.
Moxie, M-O-X-I-E.com. We are in some local stores like Super Bloom. We rotate. Sometimes we're in Lightfoot or Starland Strange.
Boy, Starland's the place to be. Isn't
oh, Starland's
it?
Great.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. It's fabulous. But we also allow people to come, and we actually encourage it to come to our studio. It's by appointment. It is in Starland. All the info's on the website, but just ping us to let us know that you want to come, just because I am in and out driving Miss Daisy to her to her classes.
Yes.
And all of that. But yeah, because then you can, sometimes I make stuff and, you know, it's a process to get it up online. So this way they can come and see what we have. I've had people come and like, you know, I have like ties and various thrift finds that I've picked up, and can you make me something out of that one?
Yeah.
Or they see things we've already made, or they'll bring their items, like I said, that they have that they'd like to have made. And one of the fun things about the like custom pieces is I do have a laser cutter, which we cut our back charms with. But the very fun part of that is we do laser engraved denim. So
yeah,
what's been
cool.
Really rewarding is we can take someone's signature and then incorporate that into the bag. So like recently I had someone, they sent me like a tax return and I was able to lift the signature off of that.
Wow.
or old letters or things like that. Like if it's someone who's passed, like old letters or pretty much anything. And that's like a special little addition that
so
can
special.
Go in there too. Yeah.
Yes. So special. You actually did that for a family friend and that was just so very special. I mean, to be able to have their handwriting
yeah.
on something that you can carry around, that's fashionable, that, you know, however you want it to be or look or colors you want to have around it or how you want it to feel.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, it's almost like just priceless. Like you can't, you have to put a price tag on it, but you can't almost.
Yeah.
That's just like, that's super, super special.
Yeah. And I love the collabs, like with people. We've ended up designing new bags that end up in our rotation that I end up using. So that's also very, very fun too. Collabs with other businesses and things like that.
Yeah. Your stuff is really, really cool.
Oh, thank you.
And it feels good. And it's just like, it's just on point. And I really love it. And I love the heart behind it. And I think, you know, people fall in love with not just a product, they fall in love with the story behind it. And like, you're a walking example of that, you know, I mean, aww, being able to have this really come about because of your mom and your relationship with your mom and, you know, where life took you and is taking you. I mean, that's this business. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
And it's funny because I think it's all your past too that brings it in. Because I was thinking the other day, because I get that, because we do a lot of very bright things, rhinestones and sequins, and that stuff just makes me just so happy. And I was thinking, gosh, why? You know, why is that? And I think there's two reasons. One, when I was a kid, my grandmother, she was like an executive assistant in San Francisco at Macy's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And across from Macy's was Britex Fabrics. Plus, my grandmother was also a sewer. So I spent a lot of time in Britex. And I just love the colors and the fabrics. And then two, with NCIS, I traveled all over the world and was also able, I lived in Dubai for a while, which was a great jumping off point to places. So I got to do a lot of travel, personal travel also. And so it's seeing all those vibrant colors, like in the Middle East, there's a lot of very vibrant colors and tassels. I love tassels, Morocco. But then I think it's the combo of being a special agent or in law enforcement for like 16 years, where, you know, gray is a color. I'm jumping out of my, you know, black, navy, gray. So I think like when I left, you have that freedom. Mm. And I think it just burst out. Like I was excited. I remember, and I was on no social platforms, being with the government, like terrorism and counterintelligence. I was on no social media platforms. Yeah. I think I was maybe on Pinterest, but I didn't post anything or anything like that. So like I remember
secret.
Yeah. So one of my first things, I like took a picture, and I never wore dresses, always pantsuits, you know, and sensible, you know, semi heels because I'm short.
Right.
But just in case I got to run. So, you know, I took this selfie and I'm like, oh my God, I am A, in a dress, B, in flip flops. And of course it's like January in Savannah. So I'm in flip flops and I have like gold glitter nail polish. So I'm like, this is awesome. You know, from, you know, navy suits to this, it's like,
that's amazing. Yeah.
And I think maybe that's why,
of course,
you know, when you're oppressed of color and creativity, you know, creativity in a different way, how do you solve this issue or problem or case or whatever to a more creative like color
and right
stuff like that. So yeah
you can definitely tell, like you look at your stuff and it's like, here we are, world.
Yeah.
We're out and free and we're doing all the things. I love that. I love that you can tell that. Well, let me ask you this. You know, being in the business community in Savannah, you know, how do you think the business community is? I mean, I feel like every month we're hearing about a new business, and I feel like small business is really thriving here. I think the community wants it, you know.
Yeah.
We want to shop local. We want to be a part of everyone's story from startup. I mean, we love that here. What is it like on your end?
Yeah, I think I think people in general just love Savannah. Just the walkability. It is very warm and welcoming. I mean, just like we had said, you see people, it's such a small world. You hear about them somewhere else. Like I was saying, like I knew Shannon Scott from when I visited Savannah in like 94. And then, you know, for my mother's 75th, did his ghost tour.
Right.
And then you had Erica from Wheelie Good.
Yeah. Treat.
Like she was my cat sitter. And then I saw her as a vendor at the same events.
That's
so
amazing.
It's a kind of a small community, but a very... I think, a very open community, which is really kind of great. And then, you know, mix in the SCAD vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Having SCAD is also great. So you have a high concentration of creatives, and it's really kind of just all these ideas, and you can bounce them off different people, and you can do collaborations, and it's so much easier here. I mean, that is one of the reasons why we left New York. I mean, I would have loved to have done, I mean, New York has a great vibe. That's why I moved there when I was 19. But it's expensive.
Oh, no doubt.
And it's hard. Yeah. So I needed to make our money stretch. That's right. Since, yeah. You know, who knew, you know, how this was going to go and all of that. So I think Savannah helps with that. No, it's an amazing community. It really is.
And you're near the beach now. And
yeah, it's so easy.
Warm weather.
Oh, yeah.
Palm trees.
Yes.
I mean, we've got it pretty good here.
We do. We do. No snow except for that one time.
Except for that moment.
That one time when I was traveling and got stuck. And I was like, just go buy a bunch of salt. And it's like, and I'm like, that's like it's a quarter of an inch on the ground. Yeah, and yeah. We shut down. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't like that around here.
No.
We don't know what to do with it. We don't like it.
No.
We tell them to keep that elsewhere. Back in New York, keep
I was just going to say, that's why I think so many people come here, northerners.
Oh, totally.
And anyone who has very cold weather is like, at a certain point, you're like, snow might be fun, but I don't want to live with it.
Mm,
I don't want to shovel it.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the older we get, too, we've shoveled enough things, if you know what I'm saying. We're tired of shoveling.
Yes.
We're tired
for
of
sure.
That. So before we wrap up, what's your favorite product you have out right now? What's your favorite item, accessory that you've got right now that you're super excited about?
Okay, I have two.
Okay.
One super practical. It's our padded AirPod case.
I love that. We have one here in this house.
Yeah.
And I love it.
It's great.
You can drop them. They're not going to break.
Yeah. And the fun thing is, so I put a little charging port on the bottom so you don't have to take your hard case out.
So good.
Like, I have a bench at my entryway where my cord is, and I drop my purse, plug it right in the bottom. It has a little clip on it so you can clip it to your purse or belt loop straps. I know some customers
keychain,
do.
Keychain, whatever you want to do.
It's great. And then the other
to the other, are all of your iPhone, what do you call them? AirPod holder. Are all of those made out of ties? The one we have in this house is from a necktie.
Most of them are ties.
Okay.
Although plaid is very big.
Oh, yeah.
So I've deconstructed a bunch of suits.
Nice.
Yes. So the plaids go super fast. Anything I do in plaid. So I'm always on the lookout for great plaid suits or even mattress plaid. So I do sometime, and then I also do pick up a lot of vintage dresses, great patterns there. So I'll do them out of that too.
Nice. Okay. Your second.
So the second one is a newer product. It's the mini tote. So it's basically like our bigger tote bag, but it's like a baguette bag size.
Oh.
But it has a little zipper top, and it has, you know, your little short handles, but it also has a cross body strap.
Oh, wow.
So you could use it for all sorts of things. So I have a bunch of those on the table right now that I have one in stock, but I'm planning on making a bunch of those. I recently cleaned out my... Fine. So I did the kiosk, which was great, down at Plant Riverside, had my own little brick and mortar, shall we say, for the holiday season. And it was great, you know, having a brick and mortar and have people come, basically made and sold there. But oh my gosh, when that was over, my studio was like as if a bomb went off. So
overflowing with colors.
Just stuff everywhere. So I finally went through every single thing. I'm like an organization freak, and I got all my little clear bins and our scraps. I've kept all our scraps. And so now the itty bitty ones are now for donation, but ones that I can actually use, I've started putting together. Because if you look at our stuff, a lot of times people don't think it's handmade and don't realize it's upcycled.
Right.
So I kind of wanted to bring that upcycle in and use more of our scraps. So I'm starting to do If you ever look, they do those crazy quilts where you just take the scraps and you put them on. So I'm making material out of the scraps that I'm going to do a bunch of the little mini totes in. So I'm super excited for that. Oh, we have all sorts. I mean, we're doing more rhinestones this year. I'm collaborating with a SCAD student to do, we're going to bring in some, it's the year of embellishments. Let's put it that way. Little felting.
There's a theme this year.
Oh, yes. Yes. So we're dabbling in all sorts of mediums. Might even do some painted.
Oh, wow.
Vintage bags. I've been collecting some vintage leather bags that I think we're going to paint and put the little Moxie spin on it. So, yeah.
I don't even know how you would begin to paint on leather. How does that even
There's a special paint.
Okay.
Angelus paints. So sneakers, customizing sneakers is a huge thing. And I've now have been following all these custom sneaker folks who do amazing things, getting ideas sort of from them and, you know, how to apply it properly. Because that's the other thing. When we make our I want our stuff to last.
Absolutely.
I want it to last. So I'm going to research till the end, like what is the best way. Angelus paint is made for shoes and leather and stuff like that, specific ways to prep. But the fun side was watching. I just love creativity in any form. And so now I'm like this crazy sneaker customization video watching person.
Wow.
But yeah.
I love that. So big things for Love and Moxie this year.
All sorts of new, interesting big techniques things. And things.
Wow. Well, if you need a fashionable anything that's upcycled, basically, if you need a custom accessory, if you need these things, and also if you need to dig into any sort of like background investigation, I know a gal. So I know someone. I'm sure you still got that in your blood somewhere.
I do.
Okay. Yeah. I had a feeling. So loveandmoxie.com.
Yes.
And that's LOVEN Moxie.com. And then of course you're on Instagram and all the things. People can find you there. And yeah, I would encourage folks to stop by the shop and just look because
ping me, make an appointment, come on in.
That sounds great. Well, I you know, you're doing great things. I love hearing your story. I love that you're giving back to the community, to the Alzheimer's community as well. And certainly hugs to your mom. Hopefully, hopefully we can see her line dancing one of these days soon. And she can teach me a few things.
Yeah.
That would be great. Well, thanks for sitting down with us.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's been fun. Well, if you're looking for a cool spot to go, how about Habersham Village Colleagues and Lovers? Have you checked them out yet? Now, I got to tell you, if you love like theme nights and really, really great cocktails and really fantastic, well thought out food, this is the place to go. Colleagues and Lovers, Habersham Village. They've got so many cool theme nights. Now go to their Facebook or go to their Instagram to check out what's going on and what theme nights they're doing. But they've got a pizza night that is phenomenal. They've got steak night. You can even make a reservation for that if you want to be fancy. They also have service industry night as well. They do so much and give back to not only the service industry here in Savannah, but they also do so much with nonprofits in the area too. And it's just a great restaurant. Habersham Village, Colleagues and Lovers. It's one of my favorite places. You know, some people have a dream home. Some people have 10 dreams about buying property in 10 different places. At Cork and Austin Hill Realty, we always want you to live who you are, wherever and whatever that dream looks like. You hear businesses talking sometimes about how long they have served a city, but do you ever stop and wonder if they mean that's how long they've been in business there? Or do they really mean that's how long they've served that community? Cork and Austin Hill Realty truly serves Savannah. Yes, I mean the region, but I really mean the people, the history, the business developers, the nonprofits, all communities, all backgrounds, the buyers, the sellers, the investors, the mom and pop shop owners, the first-time home seekers, the young, the matured, And we've been doing it, serving you, since 1978. Cork and Austin Hill Realty sits beautifully at the corner of Liberty and Bull Streets in historic Savannah, home of the Made of Savannah podcast studios, and home to a huge group of people ready to serve you. 251 Bull Street, Savannah. Stop in, ask questions, see local artists at Location Gallery, and check out available listings at CorcoranAHR.com. Thanks for listening to the Made of Savannah podcast. Do us a favor, write us a review, give us a rating. Make sure you subscribe or follow the podcast and share this podcast with someone you know. Follow us on Instagram at Made of Savannah. And a huge thanks to our sponsors, Savoy Society, Colleagues and Lovers, and the fabulous Savannah Cabaret. If you or someone you know has a great Savannah story to tell, be sure to get in touch with us. We would love to hear it. The welcome mat is always out.